The audio that follows is an excerpt from the Pariyatti Dhamma podcast. This recording is from a lecture given by Essing Goenka on the Meditation Now tour in 2002, and it consists of the question and answer section from the end of the talk. We hope you enjoy it.
Any questions? What questions? The subject is so clear, they have understood. Oh, still? Good. Good. You said a Christian becomes a better Christian, etc., etc. What about the agnostic or the atheist? One becomes a good human being. You call him by any name, it makes no difference. Somebody following this religion or that religion or no religion makes no difference. One purifies the mind, lives a better life, full of love, compassion, goodwill for others, is a good human being. And this is what Vipassana teaches. There's a 10-day course in this region in August. How do I get more information about it? How do I prepare for it? Don't prepare anything. Come with a clean slate. But information you will get from the management here, they will tell you. Could you please say something about the teachers of your 10-day courses? How are they trained and qualified? My fundamental question, why should I trust these teachers? I have never met or even heard about them. Come for 10 days, give them an opportunity to serve you, then you will know what sort of teachers are they. A proper training is given. Training, first one must be a good Vipassana meditator oneself. And one must reach a stage where there is a lot of love and compassion, selfless, without expecting anything in return from the student. Then only one is trained. And another thing we have to see very careful, anybody who is trained must have an independent livelihood. Otherwise, teaching dharma, he will say, give money, I have taught you dharma. 10-day course, so many dollars, $1,000, 20-day course, $20,000, all those things will start. Then dharma will not be dharma. Dharma cannot become a commercial commodity. The moment you make it a commercial commodity, it is no more dharma, it gets polluted. So we have to be very careful when we train somebody. This person must have an independent livelihood. When observing sensations, how does one know that he is really observing sensations and not something else made up in the mind? This is what you will learn while you are there. If there is imagination, then you will be creating something. You are imagining something, you are giving auto-suggestion, and things start happening according to that. Then this is not Vipassana. Let things happen naturally. Naturally. Apuvapaniranjanasoi. The word of a very saintly person in our country. Thapiyane jayi, okitane hoi. Apuvapaniranjanasoi. Thapiyane jayi. Don't impose your philosophical belief on the reality that you experience. Kitana jai. Don't create anything. Let it happen naturally. Apo aap. Jo apne aap hota hai. Apo aap. Niranjana soi. That is the invisible God Almighty that you are experiencing. The truth. Truth which will take you to the ultimate truth. How much does it cost to attend a 10-day course? Can you give the cost? It is so invaluable. We can't put a value tag on this. The moment you put value tag, it is no more Vipassana, it is no more Dhamma, it is no more spirituality. Everything is free. 10-day teaching is free. 10-day boarding and lodging is free. Nothing is charged. At the end of the course, those who are comfortable, they feel, because they get so much benefit within 10 days. It gives result here and now. Not that after 10 years you will get benefit, or after death you will get benefit. Here and now. Then a feeling comes automatically for others. May more and more people get this wonderful technique, the wonderful Dhamma, and come out of misery. So one gives donation without asking. If you start asking people money, or if you start put a tag value on that, then how the poor people, large number of jhopadpatti people, poorest of the poor, they are coming to the courses. So it dhamma is always for everyone, not for a few people, not only for the rich people, no cost. But still there is cost, as I told you. You have to give 10 valuable days of your invaluable life to get this. That you have to give. Is it selfish to seek enlightenment only for oneself? One who practices vipassana. It becomes impossible that I am working this to get liberation for myself. Impossible. One starts thinking about others. Look, all around people are miserable. The have-nots are obviously miserable because they are have-nots. Look, these haves, still they are so much miserable. All the time generating ego, generating aversion, hatred. They are so miserable. If these miserable people of the world, they get this wonderful technique, they will come out of their misery. One starts thinking about others, liberating everyone else as far as one's capacity is to help, so that more and more people come to the courses and get liberated. Minimum age requirement. Vipassana should be given before birth. Pregnant mothers keep on coming to the courses, and they know they are not working only for themselves, they are also working for the child. The good vibration that the child gets, wonderful vibration of peace, of harmony. If the mother remains all the time agitation, this is the message you are giving to the child, of agitation, of misery. Now the mother gives the message of peace, harmony, love, compassion, and the child that comes out is a Dhamma baby, Dharma baby. So many pregnant mothers are coming, I want a Dhamma baby. I have come here to get a Dhamma baby, and they get Dhamma baby. Vipassana course same for all individuals? Yes, same, because the misery is the same. The impurities are the same. When you generate anger, you can't say this is Hindu anger or Muslim anger or Christian anger. Anger is anger. And the misery that you get because of that is also the same misery. You can't say this is Hindu misery or Buddhist misery or Christian misery or Jewish misery. Misery. And when you come out of that impurity and you experience peace, harmony, you can't label this is Hindu peace or Buddhist peace. Peace is peace. So it is for everybody, because the melody is universal, so the remedy has to be universal. It can't be sectarian. Where does the impurities come from, or why the mind creates raga and dvesha? This is what you have to inquire, going through inside by experience. You will know where it starts and how it starts and why it starts. And knowing that, you will come out of that habit. Because of ignorance, you don't know what you are doing deep inside. You keep on generating misery for yourself by generating raga and dvesha. And when you come to that stage, you generated raga and you find you lost the balance of your mind, lost the peace of your mind. You generated dvesha, aversion, you lost the balance of your mind. Certainly you start coming out of this bad habit and people start changing themselves. Good. Liberated? Yeah.